I wanted to come back to the first presentation, given that there was quite some focus there on the importance of awareness raising. And within the European Union, we are also working on this, on the one hand combating stereotypes and on the other hand raising awareness about stereotypes, but also about history. And in the new action plan, as it has been published by the European Commission last month, there is a chapter dedicated to specifically this item. And it acknowledges that stereotypes can actually sometimes be centuries old, and that they have this tenacious hold on attitudes and a tendency to be self-perpetuating. But of course, if you want to work on this, it starts from education programming and curricula, for example, and then goes towards training, but also the media is an important partner in there. And the way in which people with a minority racial or ethnic background are being portrayed in the media, and actually whether they are represented at all, this can really reinforce negative stereotypes, this problem of underrepresentation. So maybe a question to the panelists on whether they have seen an evolution, whether they have seen trends in how the media actually uses this. Now that I have the floor, Mr. Chair, I would also like to express some, with some hesitation, I have to admit, my reservation towards some of the proposals that have been made in the room. There is no doubt about it that we really need to spend enough time next year, and we need to make sure that there is enough visibility when it comes to the 20th anniversary of the adoption of the DDPA, of course. But I actually think that during the 45th session of the Human Rights Council, we consensually agreed on a very good way forward, which is to have this high-level panel in the first few days of the March session. Well, it will actually be end of February. Because it is high level and there will be hopefully a good presence here at political level from delegations, and I agree that if the goal is to make sure that the item remains on the agenda, that this is a very good way forward. And during that same session in March, there will be other occasions to discuss this event. We will have a general debate on item 9, where states can bring this up once again. And then we also have the annual panel, which is requested by the GA resolution, around the 21st of March, International Day, of course. So there will be more than one occasion to bring it up during the session, and I am convinced that we will see several side events tackling this matter as well. And then the next step, of course, is that in the resolution we have adopted, we are also encouraging the GA to organize an event more towards, then I suppose it will be towards September, which is the actual timing of the adoption. Whether we should request additional reports, I have to say, I'm a bit reluctant at this point. There will be a summary report of the high-level panel in March already, and I think it's important to get the messages right, and maybe not so much to add more to it. Thank you.